is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado workers are now eligible for paid sick leave. CPR's Matt Bloom has more on a state law that went into effect with the new year.
Employees can use paid sick leave for things like doctor's appointments or to care for a sick family member, among other things. Senate Bill 205 now requires all employers provide at least 1 hour of paid sick time for every 30 hours worked. Senator Jeff Bridges is one of the bill's sponsors.
40% of Colorado workers didn't have any kind of access to paid leave before our bill was passed, and that was especially true for frontline workers.
Bridges says workers will start accruing paid sick time immediately. Colorado's Labor Department will enforce the change. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The new state law does not apply to Coloradans who work for the federal government. Schools across the state have started the new semester in the face of surging COVID-19 cases and staffing shortages. CPR's Jenny Brundine says some people wish the districts had been more prepared.
Some teachers and parents say school systems could have been stockpiling rapid COVID-19 tests or put in place a system where students and teachers could get tested prior to returning. New York City, for example, their school district is sending rapid test kits home with all students and staff.
CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine. Members of Colorado's congressional delegation observed or ignored yesterday's anniversary of the attack on the U.S. Capitol last year. On the Senate floor Thursday, Senator Michael Bennett called the events of January 6, 2021, an insurrection.
We either save this democracy, which I believe we will, or we let it go. And if we let it go, generations of Americans are going to indict us for that.
Bennett used the anniversary to push Congress to strengthen Democratic participation and stop election fraud conspiracy theories. Colorado's Republican members of Congress mostly let the day pass without mention, but Representative Doug Lamborn criticized on Twitter Vice President Kamala Harris's comparison of the Capitol attack to 9/11 and Pearl Harbor. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.